Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we bring you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Man, this hour is flying by, but I gotta say, I'm excited about our next guest. She's an amazing author. She has done a lot of great work bringing the nutrition awareness to this pet world. I want to welcome back to the show the author of The Amazing Treat Diet for Dogs, How I Saved My Dog from Obesity, Katie Newman. Katie, welcome back.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be here.
We love having you on Pet World Insider. Hey, we got a lot of questions each time you've been on the show. We get a lot of feedback. People really are interested in what's going on with nutrition. And so I wanted to kind of bring you back and talk about a few specific issues. I want to start off with allergies. Let's talk about allergies and food.
A lot of dogs have allergies, food allergies, of course, with grain and wheat. I want to talk about seasonal allergies because a lot of dogs are affected by that. And I know my dog Hustler, when we moved from the East Coast here to the West Coast, his allergies just blew up.
Sure.
So seasonal allergies for dogs, they get the itchies, the scratchies, the red eyes, and you know, you got to give them the antihistamines. You can help that with fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
apples are great. The skin of apples contain pectin, which is really great for them. Canned salmon is really good. It gives them the omegas. Broccoli can help.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes are also great. And butternut squash.
I knew there must have been a reason for butternut squash.
Mm-hmm. It helps with allergies, and it's great for dogs. You boil it up, mash it in their food, and it will help treat those seasonal allergies.
What about digestion? That was a big question. A lot of people are concerned, are my dogs getting everything they should from their food, or, oh my gosh, they're binding up? Really a lot of questions around digestion.
Okay. Well, some dogs, obviously, their digestive system can be off with the slightest thing. If they lick the wrong piece of grass, they can all of a sudden have an upset stomach. And what do you do? You can give them pills, of course, but you can also give them something like canned pumpkin. It's really great to holistically help their digestion, not pie filling. Canned pumpkin, not pie filling.
Very important.
Very important.
Yes, absolutely.
What also is great, bananas. And bananas have potassium, which obviously helps their bones and development. But bananas are great to help with digestion, to, say, get things a little bit firmed up.
And I think people are thinking, are you guys making a smoothie? What are you doing there? It doesn't have to be mushed down to smoothie consistency.
No.
It can be chopped up. It can be given whole if they'll take it whole.
Yeah, it depends on the chewer that your dog is. You know your dog. If your dog is a big chewer, they'll chew on a stalk of celery and have a great old time. But if they're not, you might have to chop it up into small pieces or boil it to make it a little soft. My dog eats bananas just sliced up in the bowl and very happy. He's a lab, for those who don't know.
There are also some things that you need to avoid.
Yes, some fruits and vegetables are very toxic. Avocados, very toxic.
Very,
skin,
very toxic.
Plant, pulp, pit, everything. Onions, rhubarb leaves. Obviously, I mean, there are some basic ones that everyone knows, like chocolate, for instance, not good. Coffee, not good. Grapes,
raisins,
currants, macadamia nuts.
Yes.
Dairy foods can be bad, but it depends on your dog. You need to check with your vet. Like some people give cottage cheese to help with the stomach. That's subjective, and that's something you need to check with your vet because it can lead to a little upset stomach. Mushrooms, very bad. Nutmeg. And potato parts, like, you know, those green little spurs, very bad on potatoes. And I say that because we mentioned, like, sweet potatoes. You don't want to give those plant tubers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another one is baby food. You know, people have a misconception there about baby food.
Baby food, the reason it's not safe is some baby foods contain onion powder. Other than that, pureed, you know, fruits and vegetables, great.
And you can have fun with this. It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, am I doing it right? Let's talk about frozen treats.
Frozen treats. They're great. You can take the fruits and the vegetables and puree them and put them in an ice cube tray.
Yes, I love doing that.
I mean, it's a great source for a cold summer, you know, chomp sensation, hydrates them as well. And it's just something new to explore. With the fruits and vegetables, they always offer a different taste, a different texture, a different experience for your dog as opposed to some dry biscuit, or like I call them, cookies.
Well, certainly better than just water and ice there. So
yes,
great stuff, Kate. I love when you're down here. There's just so much for us to talk about. I really enjoy being here.
Thank you.
I love the book. Again, it's The Amazing Treat Diet for Dogs by Katie Newman. Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again, Robert. Bye, everybody.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home, but it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.